Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
And we are coming to you live via a awesome app because we are social distancing. And gosh, thank goodness for technology. Am I right, Michaela?
Oh, I'm very thankful we get this privilege.
Yeah, I've been FaceTiming all my friends and family and driving them crazy the last couple of days because I live alone. So I'm getting very bored. So have you been FaceTiming and calling all your friends?
I have been using a lot of text messages. I haven't been really calling anyone, but I'm glad I live close to family.
Yeah.
So I did see family earlier in the week. I don't really plan on seeing them again, but it's really sad because my birthday is this weekend.
I know. You know what? I want to throw you a virtual birthday party with you and me, and I'll sing you happy birthday. How's that?
That sounds amazing.
Okay. So we'll set that up. But yeah, I mean, it's been a little crazy, and I don't know if you've seen Ellen DeGeneres lately on Instagram, but she has been calling all of her famous friends and like putting it up on Instagram and just like, "Hey, Adam Levine, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Nothing." He's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "Nothing. Okay, I just wanted to call and say hey." So she's been doing that. I mean, my friends are not Adam Levine, but you know, they're still important. But I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon had Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I know. The night talk show guys have been doing a really great job by bringing us content and keeping us entertained. And so it's been awesome. And a lot of musical artists have been going on Instagram and Facebook Live and performing concerts. And, you know, it's been really cool to see all that. Let's run down some updates that we've had since or some updates or some new things that we've found since our last recording on Saturday, which was a special edition.
Right.
Busch Gardens Tampa. You want to run down that list?
Yes. So just a reiteration here. All the SeaWorld parks and entertainment all over the nation are closed now through the end of the month of this month of March. So there's no going to Busch Gardens Tampa, no SeaWorld, Adventure Island, Aquatica,
right,
and Discovery Cove. Those are all part of that here in Central Florida. But we have some really good news from them. We have here, and we saw that they donated 5,500 pounds of food to Feeding Tampa Bay. That's what Busch Gardens did.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, you know, the food that they're not using for, you know, food and wine.
Right. And all their
because
other
closed
food places. Yeah, they've got to, they don't want that to go to waste. So that's awesome that they donated that to charity.
That was awesome, especially since people are needing food now more than ever.
Yep.
And then next up, we have Walt Disney World.
Yeah, closed now through the end of the month. They're donating food to Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. You want to go down the resorts and everything?
Yeah, so this one's new information. The resorts, which is the hotels, mm-hmm, are tomorrow at 5 p.m. They gave people who were at the resorts or had reservations ample time. They didn't just throw this on people today. This was something that they had earlier in the week that they had told people that they were doing this. So it gives enough people time to make other arrangements to go home. But yes, tomorrow, which is the 20th of March, they're having all the hotels close at 5 p.m. So we really thought that Walt Disney World looked like a ghost town these past couple of days. Well, it's really going to be a ghost town, especially since also Disney Springs is closed now. It closed on Tuesday at close of business. They're closed also
March. Through the end of March. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were going to be launching a new Cirque du Soleil show at Disney Springs called Draw to Life. That opening has been postponed indefinitely. Also, AMC is closed at Disney Springs. And
all AMCs across the nation.
Right. So they are following those guidelines as well. And this is really cool. And I'm going to have to check this out later today. Disney Parks blog is posting park food recipes to make at home. What a cool idea.
Yes, I saw one that just popped up. LeFou's Brew, which is in Fantasyland and Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite drinks. They showed you how to make it. So I think I'll have to go home. And if I have the stuff at home, I'll make it.
Yes, that sounds amazing. All right. So Universal Orlando, you want to run through those?
Yeah. So some information we talked about this past weekend on that, that podcast episode. That Universal Studios Orlando and Islands of Adventure included in that and Volcano Bay is now closed through the end of March. And that also includes the resort. So the resorts and City Walk are closed as of Monday. So they closed Monday and they're going to be closed until the end of March.
Okay. So something to remember. Legoland Florida Resort closed now through the end of March as well.
And again, that the Nick Walenda walking.
Right, that's been postponed.
Don't know what's going on with that still.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any updates about that, about him walking over the Pirates, the new Pirates Hotel. Right. I don't even know if they're going to delay that opening, too. So we'll fill you in as each week goes along.
Yes, and then Zoo Tampa also announced that they're closed through Sunday, March 29th. And, you know, just remember, these dates could change. These are best case scenario. You know, we don't know what we're looking at here long term. So these are best case scenario. Just always double check the theme park websites to see if they have updates. They've also been really active on social media updating. That's where we see a lot of the news. And you know, if you have a trip coming up, just keep an eye on the date and what if they're going to extend closures. And I'm sure you will have ample time to reach out if it means that you need to reassess your trip to one of these parks that you're planning.
Yes. And I know for a fact that the Walt Disney World, the call center is still mm-hmm. open. So if you have any questions or concerns, you could always reach out to them. And also the waiting time on there is not very long at all, to none.
Right.
So
people have probably handled what they needed to handle already for these 2 weeks of closures. Right. Now, if it extends, you know, that call center will be very busy again, but they're always so great. And any resort call center, just remember to be nice to the people mm-hmm. who are taking your call because they are nervous too. And they just want to help you out.
And some of them are not working from home. They're working in the office.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's, which is still pretty crazy, but they're there for you. They're following guidelines, I'm sure. I know some of the call centers that are still following CDC guidelines. They're safe, but they are still traveling to and from work.
So yes, just be kind to people, any people, not just call center peoples, all peoples. We just need to be kind to each other. Yes. Cause we're all kind of, you know, on edge, uncertain times. So just be nice to people. And this is really cool. I kind of did this last night a little bit because I needed to put a smile on my face. You can look up your favorite park rides and do a virtual ride through. You know how, you know, some park enthusiasts will put on YouTube or social media a first person view of riding the ride? Well, thank goodness mm-hmm. they were doing that, because now you can virtually take a trip to Disney World or Universal or Legoland or any of these parks by searching online for first person point of view or ride videos. And you can still like feel some of the Disney magic or the Universal fun and all that stuff. Have you done any of that lately?
Not lately, but I plan to. I kind of want, like, at first I was waiting to go to the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, mm-hmm. but I might just go online and look up the
see if anybody put up a first through. Person point of view for the ride. Yeah, that sounds fun. We should do that.
But one other thing that I didn't even mention on here, one thing I didn't even mention on here is that some of the zoos and the aquariums are doing classes and fun little, programs for families that it's free online. Like, for example, the Florida Aquarium that's here in Tampa mm-hmm. and Zoo Tampa, they still have their people that are working with the animals. Right. So they're doing fun videos and showing you like information about the animals there and teaching the kids. So since schools aren't in session, that's a really cool way to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I've also seen on YouTube some authors and illustrators are doing drawing classes for kids online. So right. That's a really cool way to keep your kids active and engaged. And then, you know, it's theme parks and rec. So recreation is working out too. A lot of gyms are having to close, but a lot of them are doing either Facebook or Instagram live videos of workouts. Like there was one gym down the street from where I live that was doing a live Instagram yoga workout the other night. And so, you know, if you're looking for ways to stay active and recreational things, social media is huge for this, you know, kind of closing the gap on the social distancing and self quarantining and self isolating, because you can connect to anybody, via social media. So,
wonderful.
Make sure you're checking that stuff out. You know, as much as you may, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with social media, believe it or not. You know, I love it when it's good, but sometimes, you know, it can be a lot sometimes. But right now, I'm very grateful for social media because it's keeping me connected. Oh, yeah. So, and speaking of technology and staying connected, I'm going to throw you a birthday party on Saturday. So okay. You don't feel left out. I'm going to sing you happy birthday. And even if it's bad, you still got to sit through it. And I won't have a cake for you, but we can get you a cake later.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up a cake. I told my family, I said, I'm getting myself a cake from Publix and I might eat the whole thing, but I'm not ashamed of it.
And you shouldn't be. It's your birthday, darn it. All right. Well, Michaela, anything else you want to add before we go this week?
Not about theme parks, but I hope everyone's being safe and you could still have a little joy in your life, especially with social media and YouTube. So you have it.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, I second that. I hope everybody is being safe and washing their hands and social distancing and doing whatever you need to do to keep you and your family safe and the rest of us safe as well. That's it for this week. We hope to bring you another episode on Thursday. It'll all depend on what's happening with the theme parks. That, you know, if all goes as planned, that next week we hopefully will be hearing maybe that the parks will be opening on their scheduled time or date. But just remember, things are always changing. There is no news cycle anymore. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week that things are changing. So just be patient, and we hope to bring you that information as soon as we find it. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay healthy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.